Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. The rush of racing? Nothing beats it. But Chumba Casino comes close. Chumba's got fast spins, fun games, daily bonuses, and all the action you can handle. Now that's a ride. Ready to hit the throttle? Get in the driver's seat and head to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Some crimes are never forgotten. Others are lost to history. Those are the ones we focus on in Crimes of the Centuries, a history meets true crime podcast revisiting murders, trials, and frauds that once dominated headlines. I'm Amber Hunt, your host and a Pulitzer Prize-winning journalist. If you like true crime that feels both cinematic and historical, find Crimes of the Centuries wherever you get your podcasts.
The Burt Show.
I was determined over the weekend, determined to rewrite history, to bounce back from last year's cluster when Kristen and I were hanging out on a lake together, and I was really like, it was me and Amanda the only ones that could really drive a boat. And I volunteered confidently saying, I got this, Kristen. Don't you sweat it. So we went to rent a pontoon boat last year. And I'd never taken a pontoon boat and pulled it out of the slip or back in open water. I got this. But how hard can it be? How hard can it be? You back up, you put it in forward, and then things are fine. Okay, right. How hard can it be? So if you weren't listening last year, it turned out to be harder than I thought. When I reversed it, things were fine. And then I panicked. I didn't back it out enough. And then when I went to slowly, because as you pull the boat out of the slip, you're still in a wake zone. You got people that are pulling boats in and pulling them out. So you're supposed to go very slowly out of the slip until you get into open water, and then you floor it. So I know this. I'm reversing it. I'm starting to panic because there are some boats behind me also. So then I, for whatever reason, didn't have the right touch on the accelerator, and I pressed that thing forward as fast as I could accidentally, and I ran it right into the side of the dock with Burt Show listeners also preparing their boat as well.
A Burt Show father and his children.
And I went right into the dock, man. Right into the dock.
Like the thing lifted up and then settled back down.
You rocked that thing.
I rocked it.
It was documented, and
we had the security footage.
Humiliating. Damn, Burcho.
Yeah.
That's what the dude said. So a year has passed now, and here we are now on July 4th weekend, and Kristen and I decide we are going to do it again. We are going to the lake house together to celebrate with your kid, Jimmy.
Yep.
Amanda's kid, Asa.
Yep.
Amanda and I will be there. Bart will be there, and we will make this part of the tradition.
We will. And funnily enough, where we rented the house, it was only 5 minutes from the scene of the crime.
It was much closer. It was much closer this year.
Yeah. And so we booked the house, and then I immediately go to book a pontoon for a day, and wouldn't luck have it. It's the same place we went from the year before.
I was just imagining as soon as they saw me coming up, they were going to go like, absolutely not. And then Kristen, to make it worse, does what?
Well, I filmed the whole entire thing.
Well, no. You put in the notes.
Oh, yes.
Like, this is the guy that crashed the boat last year. Just want to let you guys know.
You just get the awkwardness out the way.
I put in the comments that I promised that you would not hit any docks this year.
Well, I don't know that was a good promise.
Well, so that was the promise.
So I want to tell you guys that, A, I'm proud of myself for being so determined, because I think in this world, when something that bad happens, you can say, I am never doing that again. Or you got people that are like, okay, I'm going to get better at this at some point. You got to start with a failure, which I clearly did last year. I am not going to let that take away from my fun. So that's kind of what my mentality was at. I am going in and I am doing it. But I got to be honest with you, the day before, I started to have a little anxiety attack about it.
I can see it. I can see it on your face. So for the 4th, we did not rent the boat. And plus the lake was really crazy.
Yeah.
So it was Saturday the 5th that we went and rented the pontoon. And so we had an entire day on the 4th just to chill lakeside by the pool, nothing big. And I could see the anxiety building in this man's body and his face.
Think about it all day.
He was putting on a brave face, but you could tell that it was starting to get him.
It was popping into my head from time to time. Mm. Right?
And then Saturday morning, the time has come. We're supposed to pick up the pontoon at 10. And so we're all up. We're doing breakfast. What does this one do? Hulk comes in. I don't know if it's because he was nervous or not, but he breaks the coffee maker.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's a sign.
It's a bad omen for sure.
Well, in a half an hour, we'll get into the comedy of errors of the entire weekend for me. But outside the coffee maker, yes. I was focused.
Okay. So, of course, we want to make him as at ease as possible.
Yeah.
So if you've ever watched the show Ted Lasso, all right, they have a sign that says believe above the door that they all like.
In the locker room.
Yeah. In the locker room above the coach's office door.
Yeah.
There's a sign that says believe. But it's a little skew. It's always a little crooked. So we made a believe sign, put it a little bit of crooked above the door as you exit the lake house, right? And we made him tap the believe sign that he believes he can do it.
Bart starts playing Eye of the Tiger.
better than the Titanic theme.
Yeah, that is true.
That would have been better. So we get into the car. I'm driving, and then Amanda's sitting shotgun, and then Bert's in the back. So it's the three of us. We opted not to take the kids to the dock just for safety precautions.
Yeah, because that could be scarring.
Yeah, for sure.
not them being on the boat, just watching what potentially could happen.
Mm-hmm. And so you were, I'm trying to like describe your vibe because you were a calm, quiet, but I could feel a little bit of nerves from you.
I was trying to play it out in my head on exactly how I was going. I was visualizing. Go slow while you're backing up. Go super slow when you go forward also. Give yourself plenty of room. So I was going over the whole thing in my head.
Yeah.
All of it.
So we get there. We check in. No problem. He's sitting there. She's going over safety precautions. Bert's focused. I don't think I've ever... This man, he's not even... like. I wish he was this focused during the show. Like he was focused on what she was saying. Dialed in.
Okay, that was a lie. I don't know anything she said.
Okay.
She's going through all like the checklist of the boat, and I'm saying, yes, yes. And I'm looking like I'm focused on it because I want them to give us the boat.
Yeah.
So I'm like, yes, got it. I didn't hear a word she said.
That's good to know.
All I'm thinking is pulling out that boat, man. So, I'm just like, get this over with so I can get in the boat and get it over with.
So now all the paperwork is signed. We walk outside. We go to the back. Where the dock is, all the boats are. And the first thing we notice, like, and there's the scene of the crime from last year. Like, there is the dock that he hit right there.
Now, I'm actually looking at it before we get into the pontoon boat. And as I'm looking at the layout of the marina, and now that I've got a good bird's eye view of it, I'm like, how did I mess that up last year? Hmm. There is so much room.
It's a lot of space.
So much
room.
Just
keep going.
I'm like, I think like geometrically, it's not even possible to do what I did last year. There's so much room.
We're sitting there, we're just looking like, how the hell did you hit the dock? You have lake for days. It makes no sense. Now, Amanda gets on the boat with him because, again, she grew up on a lake and she is very, very familiar with boats. She is going to be on the boat, but it is going to be Bert that is doing all of the heavy lifting.
I will say that I felt way more comfortable and confident with her on the boat because she has done this her entire life. So if things were going to go wrong, she was going to guide me through it.
But I'm standing there and I noticed something. There's something different this year than there was last year. And I 10 out of 10 recommend this place that we rented from, but they definitely gave us an older model. It was not as nice of a boat as it was last year. And to be fair, we rented later, so maybe that came into play, but that was like the only pontoon they had left to rent to us.
Maybe that's
but
it.
I definitely noticed it was one of the more vintage boats of the fleet.
Yeah, maybe okay. so. Maybe yep. so.
The classic version.
But then I'm looking and I'm counting and I'm like, one, two, three,
Four. They had four people helping Bert get out of the slip. And they did not have that many people last year.
They're going through the checklist of things. And that's when I was focused. Like, he's telling me exactly where all the life jackets are and all that.
Yeah, yeah.
So now I'm locked in on the whole thing. And I quite honestly, I'm like, this could have gone on for an hour and I would have been fine. I was in no rush to get into that boat and try to back it up. So they give me the checklist. Finally, Amanda and I are on the boat and it's time, right? Everything's going fine. Turn it on. Engine goes. No problem. I'm very gingerly, slowly reversing that thing. And I had joked to Amanda that I'm going to go so slow that the wind might pick up and it will blow me back because that's how careful I'm going to be. That was the joke. And that's exactly what happened. I was going so slow pulling that thing out that the wind was pushing me back out of the marina. I wasn't giving it nearly enough juice.
Dude, I'm standing there on this and I'm like, where is he going? Like, he just kept drifting and I'm like, oh my God, he is going to hit something else because he's going too freaking slow.
It's like doing it. So I'm doing like a 3-point turn in a stadium parking lot.
Okay.
When there are no other cars.
And then, and like Amanda's standing there and she's not like, she's giving minimal guidance. Like, you got this. She's like, you got this.
I started to panic a little bit. You couldn't hear it, but she was definitely calming me down.
Yeah. And so, and again, he's just slowly drifting the wrong direction, like towards the interstate. And I'm like, where are you freaking going?
He had to be going pretty damn slow.
So slow, dude. Okay. I think I might've been in neutral. Barely above neutral.
So then he's like, okay, we're going to pick up the speed. And as I'm standing there watching it, he picks up, but he's not turning it sharp enough and he's headed towards the dock.
No,
again.
He was.
I was.
Yes.
I was.
And I'm like, are you?
You gotta be kidding.
You said you had the widest berth known to man. And I'm like, oh my God. Oh my God. He's going to hit the dock again.
So Amanda starts guiding me like, okay, we're going to have to reverse it again.
Yep.
We reverse it again. I get the right feel of the accelerator this time and then pull it out. No problem.
Okay.
Oh,
but it was definitely a little bit slower than it should have been for sure. Now the other win, and then we'll get to the losses later on this hour. I pulled it back into the slip.
Oh, you're skipping a part in between though, because I hauled butt back to the house. Cause again, we're like literally a 5-minute drive from the marina. So not far. I haul butt back to the house. I get the kids. We go out back cause we're going to watch Mr. Burt.
Oh, yeah.
Bring the boat into our slip at the lake house. Mm. Right. And so he's coming in and I'm watching. I'm like, wow. And it's a cove and it's going to be a little bit on the tricky side. And I'm like, all right, this is going to be a true test. Amanda was driving.
Yeah. I said to her, I'm like, I need a win. So I'm taking backing out fine. You take over from here. So she pulls it into the slip. And then at the end of the day, I pulled it back in. Did okay.
You did, because Bart then
was fine.
Got no one to stop.
Bart was the one that took him back to pick them up from the marina. And he stood there and like proud parents said, Mama KK got him pulling out. And then Papa Bart got him pulling in.
Yeah.
Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Bert Show's entertainment buzz.
We got some pretty big news over the break to where my DMs were blowing up and they were like, oh gosh, you guys are on vacation. I'm like, I know. This is like the biggest story we've been following for the last couple of months or so, or the last really year, because the Diddy verdict came out and he was found not guilty on some of the charges. And I think a lot of people are confused as to how this could happen, because I feel like there was a lot of evidence against him. There was a lot of testimonies that came out about the things that they experienced with him. And so the fact that he was only found guilty on 2 counts of transporting individuals for prostitution and not the big ones, which were racketeering and sex trafficking, I think people found a little bit shocking. So the reason he was not found guilty of racketeering and sex trafficking, which were the big charges he was facing, was there was just not enough proof. And so when there's reasonable doubt, the jury can't convict him if they're like, well, he probably did it, but we just don't have enough evidence to show that he was really running some kind of like evil scheme. But there was absolutely enough proof to show that he was transporting women and paying them for certain services. So that's why those 2 charges went through and the other 2 did not. He was denied bail because obviously the judge is like, you're a little bit of a flight risk. We're going to keep you where we know we can find you, because his sentencing is going to be on October 3rd. His lawyers are trying to move it up sooner because he's already done about 10 months. The prosecutors are pushing for about 4 to 5 years behind bars, but of course he is trying to get a lot less than that. So he'll have some time served, and then they want max for him to serve about 27 months. So he won't be in prison much longer if that's the case. So very shocking news here on the Diddy trial.
I heard some of the pros saying that he could get as little as 2 years.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's what the defense is pushing for, 21 to 27 months. He's already served about a year. So, I mean, this time next year, he could be getting out of jail, which is pretty crazy. Of course, he's going to face a lot of civil lawsuits, because now I feel like all of these women and men feel empowered to speak up about what they went through with Diddy, to where now you see Cassie, his ex-girlfriend, get $20 million from him. I think everyone now kind of wants their payday for what they experienced with him.
He's radioactive now, though, right?
I don't think so.
You think people still work with him now?
I do, man.
Really?
I really do. I think with him getting not guilty on the major charges, it's going to give people the excuse or the reason. I think there's a lot of people in the industry, unfortunately, that have done similar things. They just haven't been caught, and we just don't know it. But I don't think people are going in that business, in that world, I should say, are going to look at Diddy as someone that they should stay away from as much as people think.
Really? Because to me, it was more than just that. It's been so many rumors about him poisoning people. Also, it seemed like it was right off of a Netflix movie, right? On how, like, almost gangster-like it was.
Yeah, Diddy is guilty of a lot. You know, he's just unfortunately not guilty of these things that they tried to prove within the court. But I just feel like that industry is evil. It's a lot of people who are not going to see his past transgressions as reasons to stay away from him now that he has faced the court and walked away. He'll eventually be a free man. I mean, he might even get time served. Who knows?
Well, you know, the first A-lister celebrity who's supporting him is Kanye West, because he was outside the courtroom when the verdict happened.
You think Diddy's like, no, I don't need your help, bro. I'm good.
But apparently when the verdict came out, a lot of the inmates did like a standing ovation, and I guess we're on Diddy's side. And Kanye was outside with a bunch of other people shouting free Puff. So who knows, in 2 years we could be getting a Kanye and Diddy collab, which could be the most, as you said, radioactive collab in all of the rap industry.
The Bird Show.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Some crimes are never forgotten. Others are lost to history. Those are the ones we focus on in Crimes of the Centuries, a History Meets True Crime podcast revisiting murders, trials, and frauds that once dominated headlines. I'm Amber Hunt, your host and a Pulitzer Prize-winning journalist. If you like true crime that feels both cinematic and historical, find Crimes of the Centuries wherever you get your podcasts.
It's a little known fact that when one mother's heart hurts for her child, all mothers' hearts hurt. And that's what I felt when I got Jennifer's email about her son, Keaton, and his 9th birthday party. So Jennifer had hit me up and she was like, hey, I just want to make sure my son has the best birthday party. For the first time, he wants to have a big party with friends, and he wants to do a pool party. And I'm doing everything I can to make this happen for him. But a couple months ago, we invited his entire class and nobody has RSVP'd. And we do have family coming, but I really want Keaton to have friends and kids his age there. And it's important to note that Jennifer is mom to Keaton, who is an incredible kid who also just happens to be on the autism spectrum. And so her heart was breaking because her little boy was going to have his 9th birthday and there were going to be no kids there to celebrate with him. And I knew immediately the Burt Show fam and the Burt Show community, they were not going to let that happen. So we got Jennifer on and to explain what was going on, what she wanted for Keaton, not just for his birthday party, but just in life, just to be included and to feel special on his birthday as one should. And when I tell you, immediately the phone lines lit up with mom after mom of children who are on the autism spectrum, like, we will be there. We will be there. You can count on us to be there. And then Connor from Love on the Spectrum, his mom, Lise, hits up Bert on Facebook and she's like, oh, we want to be there. It was such a beautiful outpouring and such an example of other moms lifting other moms up. And just, you know, it takes a village. I got to bear witness. Jimmy and I went to Keaton's birthday party. And when I tell you, it was everything and more. Like, that kid's smile and exuberance and her mama heart just being so happy and grateful. When Connor from the Netflix hit show Love on the Spectrum showed up, Keaton's face, he was awestruck. That he called him a YouTube star. And as Connor pointed out, a Netflix star. That, you know, Connor was there at his birthday party. And then the Burt Show moms that came up to me and said hello and were, you know, introducing me to their kids and to their children that are on the spectrum. And it was just, it could not have been any more perfect. It was just, I am so grateful for our listeners, and I am just so glad that Jennifer's wish of her son having the best birthday party came true.
Let's get Jennifer on, and I'm sure she's going to say the same things you just did. Hey, Jennifer.
Hi.
Hi. So how about that weekend, huh?
Oh, it was amazing. Right, Keaton?
Yes. Hi.
Hi.
Keaton just woke up.
Yes.
We got the warning.
Uh-huh. Hey, Keaton, did you have a highlight from your birthday party, man?
Yeah.
What was the highlight, dude?
What's your favorite thing?
Seeing Connor.
Oh, yeah.
He still has a sugar hangover.
Yeah. Those cupcakes were really good.
I can imagine.
Jennifer, the support that you saw with all Burt Show Commune coming out and saying hey and supporting Keaton, God, that must have just, that must have been an amazing morning.
It was way more than I ever expected. I thought maybe there would be like 5 or 6 kids. But it was just like kids coming out of the woodwork. There were so many kids. And every time I turned around, there was another family and another family. And everybody wanted to play with Keaton. That's and fair. Swim with Keaton. It was so, so amazing.
Was he able to or you able to exchange phone numbers with some of the moms so that some of the kids can still get together even after all of this?
Yes, definitely. Great. Yep. Yeah, and he still talks about the kids. He made a couple of really good friends. Some moms even drove like 2.5 hours out of their way to come. It was insane.
Sounds like you got some lifetime memories and some lifetime friends out. Uh-huh.
Oh, definitely. Definitely.
One of my...
Yes.
Yeah? One of my favorite moments, there was multiple, but I mean, when Connor showed up and Keaton was just like, just dumbfounded, it was amazing. And they had like the most beautiful exchange. It was towards the end, we were about to leave. And by the way, shout out to Carrollton. Y'all have that Midtown Water Park is no joke, man.
Yeah.
I was talking to Jennifer before I left and I was like, hey, where's Keaton? And she goes, he's in the pool playing with a new friend. And like, I could see like the tears start to like happy tears. And I was like, mama got her birthday wish. Her baby boy made some friends and he got to play with some kids at his birthday party. And that's what it was all about.
Hey, Jennifer, just before we take off here, I want you kind of to represent the mothers and parents of those that have kids with autism. What do you want to say to the community that doesn't have these kids and maybe their kids don't quite understand Keaton and what's going on? What do you want to say to those parents?
I want to say, you know, take a chance, like you said earlier. These kids are amazing. They're sweet. They're thoughtful. They're some of the most wonderful kids ever. Yeah, maybe they don't play exactly the same as everybody else, or, you know, they have little quirks about them, but that's what makes them, you know, the best. I can't thank anybody or everybody enough for coming out and, you know, just, you know, love it on Keaton. Keaton is a great child, and I wish more kids could see that.
I appreciate it. All right. Well, I'm glad it was such a fantastic day.
It's beautiful.
Yes.
Yeah, it really was. Really was fantastic. And thank you to everybody in the Burt Show community that not only said that they were going to go, but actually showed up. I was a little nervous about that. You get a little enthusiastic about it. Phone lines start calling. You're all caught up in the enthusiasm. And then remembering to go and actually showing up, I was nervous.
No, they were there. Those mamas were there with their kiddos in tow.
It's the Burt Show.
Get it. The Burt Show.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
Some crimes are never forgotten. Others are lost to history. Those are the ones we focus on in Crimes of the Centuries, a history meets true crime podcast revisiting murders, trials, and frauds that once dominated headlines. I'm Amber Hunt, your host and a Pulitzer Prize-winning journalist. If you like true crime that feels both cinematic and historical, find Crimes of the Centuries wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm starting to realize that Kristen is inviting me to hang out with her on 4th of July weekends, not because she loves me, but because she knows she'll have good content on Monday when we come back.
Big facts.
Makes sense to me.
For sure. And I did not let her down again this weekend, and I'll share that with you here in just one second. Look, if you're a parent right now and you just did vacation with your kids, here's a stat you need to know, because you probably woke up this morning, you're like, I'm so tired from that vacation. Just know you're not alone. It takes parents an average of 2.4 days to recover from the stress of a typical family trip.
So it's not a vacation. There is no vacation with children. It's a family trip.
Two
completely different things. You may have some vacation days, but it is not a vacation.
It's parenting in another city.
Yeah, that's pretty much it. With more to do and more to monitor, and it's more stressful.
Yep.
For sure. In these findings, it was a survey of 2,000 people said that when they're faced with tantrums, parents are just like, you know what? Unlimited screen time. I don't care how much time you spend on that thing. I'll worry about it when we get back from our vacation. We'll start to re-wean you.
We were trying to pack up Sunday morning to get out of the rental house on time. And Bert looked at me and he goes, can we just please turn a screen on for the kids?
Yes.
so they can get out of our way.
Because all they want is attention, and we're trying to get out of the house, man. Right? All right. So this weekend and Bert's buffoonery again. Last year, it was me running our pontoon boat into a dock. I knew it wasn't going to be that bad this year. But there was sub-buffoonery for sure. And now I understand that Kristen has just invited me. Uh-huh. Not so we can hang out, but she knows it's going to be great content.
There was a mishap. It was not him. Yeah, there was not Bert, you know, driving the pontoon into the dock this year. So we don't have any, like, security footage. But we still do have a video that is very much worth watching.
All right, so let's start before that even, because me going to the shopping, getting the groceries was before that, right?
That is correct.
So I'm sitting out at the pool, and you know, Bart, by the way, Bart, meticulous in everything he does, her husband, meticulous. He moves so slowly and so meticulously that everything in the house is in perfect working order. The most pressure I felt during this weekend was trying to contribute in any way, shape, or form, because Bart looks at you and judges your work. I mean, I was trying to load the dishwasher. Oh, no, Bar was not having that.
I mean, to be fair, you put a bowl in, like, up so the water would catch into it. So,
well, no, no, no.
What?
No, I,
what?
Look.
Really?
Psychopath. Wait, come on, that's like man. Dishwasher wait,
not,
soup.
Not true. Before we even go there, Bart said, as I'm loading it, I just want to let you know that everything you do right now, I am going to redo on the way out.
Waste your time if you want to.
So I just said, I'm putting these things in then because I know it's all going to be redone. So I didn't even really pay any attention to it. Yeah, okay, that's not standard procedure.
Okay.
All right, so there's a lot of pressure with Bart. Anyway.
This sounds like the worst vacation ever.
So I'm sitting at the pool and we need some condiments for the food for later on. And Kristen's going to be doing the cooking. Bart is doing everything else around the house. Amanda is pitching in also. I'm useless, man.
No, we had rolls. Okay. So I was in the kitchen. I was finishing up the hash brown casserole. I was getting everything like out and put together. Bart's going to do the grilling and Amanda's watching the kids. We need Bert to do one thing. One thing. Go to the grocery, get some mustard.
That's it.
How hard could that be?
We need mustard for the hot dogs and the brats.
That's
right?
It.
And before I walk out, it's not just mustard now. Now it's like five different things to get.
Oh, no.
Yeah. They added four to the list, though.
Okay.
Four. Okay. So it's what on there? Ketchup?
There was ketchup. There was mustard.
Yep. Guac.
There was guac and taco seasoning mix.
And taco seasoning mix, okay?
For the dinner the next night.
No problem. I got this, right? But the kids really wanted mustard badly. So that's priority number one. So I'm just going to give you a little insight into how ADHD works, okay? So I've got my list that they have sent me. It's only four or five items, right? So as I'm shopping about, there is a wall of condiments, okay? And I've already gotten the guac. I've already gotten a couple of the other items. I get to the wall of condiments, and there is ketchup there. There is mayonnaise right there. There are baked beans right there. There is no mustard on this one wall. And I say to myself, oh, God, I have to remember to get mustard. Because if it's right there, it's done. So now I have to go and look for mustard throughout the store. As a guy that has ADHD, this is how it goes. All right, mustard, mustard, mustard. Don't forget the mustard. Go right to the mustard and go get the mustard right now. We probably need water for the boat tomorrow. So I go into the aisle and I get some Aquafina. All right. Oh, there's some Havarti cheese. That would be really good with the turkey sandwiches I know that they made. So I get the Havarti cheese and then I go to checkout.
Oh my God.
Man, we went back without the mustard.
Cheese and water?
No,
yes.
No
are you
way.
Surviving the apocalypse?
No. I'm going to introduce you to your new best friend called Instacart, where you don't even have to leave. And while there's an adult supervising you, you can go ahead and put in all the ingredients and get it delivered.
But I felt good about it. I felt good about contributing and going to the grocery store and looking at the five items and picking them all up and being celebrated.
Okay, but how good did you feel once Papa Bart gave you the stank eye for forgetting the mustard?
Oh, no, he didn't. Oh. He didn't. I did.
And the kids. I mean, you should have seen the smiles, and then they turn to frowns when they realize, ew, we have to have ketchup on it.
Yeah. Right. Instacart wasn't an option. We waited too late. This was a last minute haul to the grocery store that he just could. And what was funny is he came in and he was joking about, because the first thing the kids do is ask about the mustard. And he's like, oh, Bert jokes that he forgot the mustard and then gets to the bottom of the bag and he's like, oh crap, I actually did forget.
He realized he forgot?
No!
I did it.
Had no idea. Until he pulled, the last item he pulled out of the bag was the cheese. That was the best!
All right, so that's buffoonery number one. I already told you that I broke the coffee machine accidentally by hulking. Mm-hmm. The spring was loose on it. I've got my mind on that pontoon boat and retribution from last year. I break the coffee machine first thing in the morning, right? Then we end up going tubing. And you can take it from here.
So we got a 200 horsepower pontoon, baby.
Ooh.
And they asked, do you want a tube? It comes with it. And I was like, sure. She goes, you want one with the back on it? And I'm like, you know what? For the kids, yes. A little safer with the back. We'll be a little more secure inside of it. Absolutely. The boys are, 4.5, almost 5.
I think we can get them on the tube this year. They'll love it. They didn't want anything to do with it last year, but I feel like this year we got some brave kiddos. They're going to do it.
And Asa has this newfound like brave yes. confidence too. So he tries swimming this weekend also, yes. and he's getting better. He's jumping off of the boat mm-hmm. in his life jacket. He's jumping off of everything into the water. All of a sudden, this kid has such amazing confidence that when the tube comes out, he's like, "Let's go."
Well, that's because he knows he can't fail worse than being sent to the store for mustard and absolutely forgetting it.
So we're on the boat, and it's myself and Bert's girlfriend, Amanda, and then my 4-year-old Jimmy and her almost 5-year-old Asa in between us. And Bert's driving the boat, and we're not hitting anything. Life is good. So we're just cruising the lake, right?
And by the way, I'm going as slow as I can. I got 2 4-and-a-half-year-olds in there, and all Amanda's doing is going faster, faster. And I'm like, if one of these kids goes in the water...
There was a reason why, because you found this weird in-between, like, speed. So we were just like... We were getting jerked all over Lake Oconee. Like, you either needed to go a little bit slower or you needed to go a little bit faster, because the line wasn't, like, taut. So, I mean, the poor kids are just like, their little feet are going...
Catching whiplash.
Concussion. So seriously.
Jimmy is getting more comfortable in the water a little bit more this time, but he doesn't like getting water on his face.
Yeah.
He doesn't want his face in the water at all. So my only thought this entire time is keep Jimmy out of the water or it will be scarring for him. So I'm probably going 1/2 mile an hour.
the kids are cackling. Like they are just the little sounds of joy and laughter are just bouncing off the waves of Lake Oconee. Like they are having the best time. All right, now it's time to Amanda and I need a break. We were on this tube, I'm not kidding, probably for like 30 minutes with the kids. And we're like, all right, it's time for us to come in. So we come in, take a little bit of a breather, and then it's time for Mr. Bert to get on the tube. And I also got back on the tube, and we have Jimmy and Asa in between us.
Which I do reluctantly. You get to a certain age, and let me tell you, tubes hurt just a little bit more, okay, when you're bouncing around that much. Mm-hmm. So Amanda assures me, hey, I'm going to go slow, dude. You don't have to worry about falling off of this thing. No problem at all. So I'm like, all right, let's go.
So Amanda's like, I'm going to drive the boat because I know how to drive the boat. You guys get in the tube, blah, blah, blah. So we get in the tube. And we're going. And the kids, again, just giggling with laughter, having the best time until tragedy strikes. Now, I'm going to preface before Bert tells you what happens, because these two little boys did not know falling off the tube was an option. that was a possibility. And just to get into the side of a 4-year-old, when somebody falls off the tube, they think you're dead.
Okay.
They really were shocked. Okay. They'd be shocked.
So what happens?
So Amanda is cruising at like 98, 99 miles an hour. And
that is not true.
And we hit a bump.
We did. And we took some air.
I start to fall off of the tube. Now, at that point, there's a million things going through your head in a millisecond. Like, could I have saved myself? Probably. But I thought it would be funny for the kids to see Mr. Bert fall off the tube. So I bail. 50% bailing. 50% I could have saved myself. But I'm like, you know what? They're going to think this is great. So I go head first off of the tube. Now, I wasn't on the tube for the rest of it, so you're going to have to take it from here.
Bert flies off. Now, mind you, he's on the outer edge. I'm on the outer edge. Jimmy's next to me. Ace is next to him. And these little boys both have death grips on our arms, right? But they're having the best time. Asa, I watch it happen. Asa's trying his best to hold on to Mr. Bert's arm, but he can't. Oh. Bert goes flying off the side. The boat stops. And when I tell you, the wailing, the crying, the sobbing, both these little boys stand up. They look over the back of the tube and they're like, Mr.
Why?
I know. You said you wouldn't let go. They look at me and they're like, he's dead. And I'm like, no, he's not. I mean, Asa was screaming, wailing. He is literally, and he's just like,
This kid is inconsolable. So now I'm sitting holding on to both of them. Jimmy's looking at me, and I think he's more crying because Ace is crying, but he does love Mr. Burt. And he's like, is he gone forever? No, he just fell off the tube.
I mean, when she's saying wailing, you literally could hear the horror coming from him throughout the entire lake.
I'm like, I'm okay.
And
I'm like, look, when we spot his life vest, I'm like, look, there he is. He's bobbing in the water. These kids were crying and wailing. It was like there had been a burial at sea. It was so over the top. And I'm trying my hardest not to laugh because they are like, I'm like, oh my God, you just scarred the children.
They will never get in a tube. And we did one more tube session and they were on it and they did not enjoy that at all.
No, they did not. Jimmy refused to get back on the tube.
Jimmy was done. We had enough.
Asa got back on the tube, all right? Because we picked up some friends and we had some older kids. And Asa's trying to be brave. Like, he's digging deep, right? And I love it. And he's going to get back on the tube. And Mr. Burt's like, I'll get on with you. And he's like, no.
He pointed at Kristen. He's like, I want Kristen to go. So that's the last time we'll ever go tubing together.
Oh, yeah.
So pretty much over there.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. TNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Some crimes are never forgotten. Others are lost to history. Those are the ones we focus on in Crimes of the Centuries, a history meets true crime podcast revisiting murders, trials, and frauds that once dominated headlines. I'm Amber Hunt, your host and a Pulitzer Prize-winning journalist. If you like true crime that feels both cinematic and historical, find Crimes of the Centuries wherever you get your podcasts.